To say Park Young-sik is a super fan is to understate it by a long mile.
De-ha-ming-go!
His barbecue restaurant is a shrine to football, South Korea, and his lifelong devotion to both.
Dallas.
He attended his first World Cup in 1994 in the US and was hooked.
I achieved my dream of cheering my side. I thought that would be it, go and then return to my original life, but I went crazy.
This World Cup will be his 60th trip after his beloved team, whose patchy performance can result in mixed moments of sometimes ecstasy, often agony.
Is this happy or sad?
Happy.
When you win, you can't put it into words, that feeling of joy and elation. But if we lose, I'm so deeply saddened. It's very hard.
And his proudest moment?
In 2012, our men's team won the bronze at the London Olympics. That's the most memorable of all the cheering trips I have taken overseas.
And of course, taking pride of place is Park's photo of himself with superstar captain and Tottenham striker Son Heung-min.
Coming from a poor upbringing, Park has for decades been helping out at a local orphanage, and for the past few World Cups has been taking one lucky youngster from here with him each time. Going to Qatar is 16-year-old Park Hyo-bin.
I've been to a lot of local games, but this will be the first time abroad, so I will cheer extra hard.
Whether the Taeguk Warriors progress from the group stage, Park will have to be back in 10 days. His business and his marriage, he says, can't afford more.
My wife told me to sign the divorce papers before I go to Qatar, but I told her I'll do it when I get back because I know I can change your mind when I return.
Korea!
The price some pay for the love of the game. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Daejeon, South Korea.